This report is brought to you by Charles Thorngren of Noble Gold. Noble Gold specializes in including precious metals into your individual retirement account. Why? Because the price of metals, especially silver, has been beaten down for years. However, the price of silver has to start rising because of the constant demand for silver in electronic devices. So, silver's price may be ready to pop. Talk to Charles Thorngren at Noble Gold, and he'll give you a quick, honest, no-obligation assessment.
We are the first national gold company that can actually store in Texas for gold IRAs and silver IRAs.
Is that where most of your business is in Texas?
It's not. We do across the globe. Has all the same controls. It's state-of-the-art. All the security is the same. The insurance is the same, except it's completely segregated. The entire vault is segregated. No one's metals are mixed. It's the only way to verify that if you take your metals out, you're getting exactly what you put in.
Good morning. I'm still reporting on CNN. Last night at 11.06 p.m., comedian Terrence Williams happened to stumble across the CNN app on Apple's App Store.
I stumbled across the CNN app on the Apple Store, and they got one star. How y'all got one star? I thought everybody loved y'all. Okay, listen. Not one star. Y'all claim y'all the best. Okay, I'm done. It's time for me to go to bed.
Equally hilarious is the fawning praise for the CNN app by the Apple App Store editor. CNN Go combines the depth of CNN's reporting and original programming with the latest gratification we crave. So that's where they got their one star. I guess Apple editors have to find something good to say about every app they accept. But why put it up if it only has one star? Ever heard of a car with a one-star crash test rating? This morning, Zero Hedge revealed that CNN's ratings have tanked after a couple of undercover videos from Project Veritas revealed CNN reporters admitting their own news is mostly bull. CNN's primetime shows, Anderson Cooper and Don Lemon, managed to draw about 6% fewer viewers than multi-decade-old reruns of Yogi Bear on Nick at Night. At least they beat out the Food Network. Here is a graph over the last month of CNN's plummeting ratings, and this only includes up to July 3rd. I'm still reporting from Washington. Good day.